Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Chilly outside this morning.
A little chilled early on.
I woke up outside to see a little bit of gleaming from frost this morning on the grass, but at least I didn't see that snow like we saw yesterday out there.
That's true.
Thank goodness. When is spring going to start?
Hopefully later this week.
Well, we're almost 2 weeks late now. Let's get moving here. Yeah. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. He'd like to tell you about W&S Appliance as we get going here today. Kendall, how are you?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used front load washer near new condition. Stack washer dryer combination. Have two of those, one of them like new. Use Maytag drying center. Got a used side-by-side refrigerator, 22 cubic foot in very good condition. Use portable electronic air cleaner near new. Use microwave hood combination. Do have a nice used range hood. Use top freezer refrigerator, 18 cubic foot in excellent condition. One used older used refrigerator, one 16 cubic foot upright freezer. Got lots of washers and dryers. These are new by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If you have space problems, we got units that you can stack. And, of course, we do offer Speed Queen washers and dryers. They're made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer, 5 years on the washer motor and 10 on the washer transmission. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. They're made in the United States, and we deliver and install all the old heater away and service it after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Yesterday, I had a chance to head up to Altoona to the Zagazig Shrine as the Shriners were hosting a number of the players that will be participating, players and cheerleaders, participating in the upcoming July Shrine All-Star Football game that helps to raise money for the Shriners hospitals around the country. In fact, they raised quite a bit of money, actually, from doing this. The high water mark was back in 2004. They raised $101,000. From the Shrine football game alone. Last year they raised $68,000. It kind of tends to, looks like it averages somewhere usually around in the $70,000 range on average, but they, of course, really spiked up in 2004. They're hoping for another good year again this year financially because they really need the money to help operate all of those hospitals that they have across the country. And we'll talk more about some of that stuff here in just a little bit. But, you know, there are 46 graduating high school seniors who are selected for each of the two squads, North and South. The dividing line for the North and South is basically Highway 30, the way it crosses through the state, and it's east to west with the western extension from Denison out to Onawa. And all the schools that border Highway 30 have players on the South squad, and then except for the Cedar Rapids schools, their players are on the North squad. The exception is Cedar Rapids Prairie. They move them over to the South squad. Got all that? Because there'll be a test later on. Got to divide them up somewhere. But in 1986, the number of players, they increased it from 40 to 44, so more of the small schools then could participate as well in the all-star squads. And then starting in 2002, they added an additional kicker, and in 2006, an extra punter. So that's how they've gotten up to 46 for the all-star game that will be coming up here later this year. It's kind of interesting. As each year they come up with Iowa high school football coaches, and they're asked to recommend a defensive and an offensive player who they feel would be a good representative of the school and the community. And they're not only a good athlete, but also one who is academically successful. They have to be active in school and community activities. And then in July, the Iowa High School Coaches Association selects a head coach for each squad, and they in turn select 5 assistants. Make sure that they have one from each of the classes, including the 8-man classes. And then the coaches select the players from the nominations that were submitted earlier by their coaches. So they make every effort to try to select players from across the state, trying to have some representative balance, the number of players from each of the jurisdictions of the temples for the Shrine, too. Zagazig Shrine operates mostly here in southwest Iowa. There are 4 different temple regions across the state. And several years ago, they also added an all-star cheerleader program, which they said has been very successful. Those athletes, the cheerleaders, are nominated by their schools, and then they have to attend a tryout. Now, the football players don't have to go tryout, but the cheerleaders do. They hold a tryout in January, and they have professional trainers who are judges, and they assist in the selection of those who will be invited to attend camp, and then they try to select 60 cheerleaders for that program as well. So they try to get a lot of people involved. Now, yesterday, we had a chance to get up there and didn't really get a one-on-one at all, but Lauren Krogman of Atlantic is one of the cheerleaders who was chosen for the South squad, and Sam Markham of Atlantic is one of the players for the South squad this year, and I had a chance to just have a real short Q&A with them briefly after we were finished. Lauren first, and then Sam will follow her up.
Yeah, so we actually had to try out, do a cheer, a dance, and yeah.
Did you have to practice a lot to prepare for this then?
No, actually we came that day around 9 o'clock, I think, and had 45 minutes maybe to learn the cheer and the dance and 20 minutes to practice with our partner and try it out, and that was it. Just in one day. Yeah, it was really exciting.
So it sounds like they've got you a pretty full week of stuff going on when you get up there. Are you looking forward to meeting all kinds of new people?
Yeah, it should be really fun, and it's a huge honor to be a part of it and meet the kids throughout the week, go to water parks, have a little camp with them to help them, you know, become little football players and little cheerleaders too. So, yeah, it should be really fun throughout the week.
Does it mean so much more for you because of the meaning behind all this, because it's the Shrine?
Yeah, it does. And the fact that the children that go to the hospital, you know, they'd pay nothing to be there. That's what all this, you know, is about, raising the money for the Shriners Hospital and being able to just be a part of all of it is really great.
Pretty excited?
Yes, definitely. Sitting here with, like, I guess I've said Knights of before, and Barrier of Tri-Center, of course, and then, you know, Matt Hawk of Dowling and Clinton Felly of Valley, you know, heard all their names for 4 years, and, you know, they're very elite athletes in all the sports they played, and it's going to be a great experience and very exciting, and I'm very honored and humbled to be a part of it.
How did you find out about it?
It was over winter. It was the night of winter ball, I guess. I went to Council Bluffs and rode go-karts instead of going to the dance with some guys, and came home and it was in the mail, and just found out about it that Saturday night, and so it was exciting, kind of.
Did you know you were on their radar at all for the game?
Not at all. To be completely honest, I would have put a couple guys on the team before me. Harrison, of course, and Cray had a great season. I'm honored and humbled to be a part of it and very excited.
Can you talk a little bit about what you expect that week to be like?
Again, it's probably going to be very humbling to be, to see the children, and I guess have some insight on what the troubles, I guess, they're going through and how they deal with that. And, I don't know. I'm excited and just don't have words, you know, right now.
They talked about the not only selecting people based on their play, but character and all that. What did you think? What was going through your mind at that point?
It's kind of a very honoring experience. All of it, everything entitled with it is honoring and humbling, and just glad to be a part of it.
Can you talk about your high school football career a little bit? You had a great senior season. Everything else kind of led up toward that. Did you feel a breakout coming for you?
Not really. You know, I just tried to play within myself and, do my job. That's what Coach Ross always preached in practice and during games. You know, if you do your job, don't worry about anyone else or anything else, you're going to be successful. And it's easy when you have guys like Cray and Dalton and Chad and Harrison, and then, you know, the line, of course, protecting Harrison. Everything had to click to have the right season, and I can't thank my teammates enough for this, and I would put any one of them in my position before me.
Possibly your last football game that you might ever play.
Yes.
You excited about that possibility?
I am. You know, it's going to be a fun game to go out on, especially with the guys that I'm going to be lining up against and with. It's going to be a great way to end it, I guess.
That's a good long week for them, too. They check in about July 20th, and they've got a Parents' Day. They'll have an opportunity to have a little pizza party mixer with the cheerleaders when they report in on July 22nd, and they'll have an opportunity to meet with some other folks, have a hog roast. There'll be a movie night and things in addition to all their work that they'll do preparing for the game. And then also the day before the game, they have a mini camp for hospital children. They used to bus the players up to the facility in the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, but that's become a little bit difficult to do with the venue change up to the Unidome this year. So they're going to bring children and some staff members there and have a camp for them, a little mini camp for some of those youngsters to participate with the cheerleaders and the football players so they can kind of see what the money they raise goes toward. The Shriners operate 18 orthopedic hospitals, 3 burn centers, and also one which treats all types of needs across North America. And it's a lot of exposure they get, and they really need it. They need money, too. The operating budget, they told us yesterday, $843 million is what it costs per year to operate the Shrine hospitals here in the United States. That's more than $2.25 million per day to run those hospitals. And that is what they try to accomplish by providing that care for hopefully minimal cost out of pocket for the youngsters and their families. So they do a lot of work, and hopefully you can help them out. And they try to get a lot of exposure from this football extravaganza that will go on up in Cedar Falls at the Unidome here later on in July. So congratulations to those two youngsters, and there are others from around the area as well who were selected for the South squad. Among the players, Caden McDonald of Logan Magnolia, Luke Neitzel of Creston, Garrett Malinick of Panorama, Alex Reed over from over at Lewis Central, Britton Barrier from Tri-Center High School, Jose Zambrano of Carroll, also Seth Phillips of Fremont Mills, and IKM Manning's Cody Call, all chosen to participate for the South squad. And among the cheerleaders, we mentioned Lauren, but also a couple of cheerleaders from AHST, Ashley Nielsen and Carmen Allen, also were selected to participate on those squads. So should be a lot of fun for those kids. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more today about WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got microwave ovens and countertop units and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Gas electric ranges freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Got some closeouts on some discontinued models. We sell built-in and convertible portable models. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 70 new ones, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Some closeouts on some models, and of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
All right, great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Thanks again, Lauren, and for Sam for taking a little bit of their busy time yesterday just to spend a little Q&A time with us here. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.